Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, cool this morning, not as cold as yesterday, and heading for a high in the 60s. Right now, 44 at FM Talk 106.5. We'll get more from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, new accident, West I-65 Service Road in Norwood Lane. Also, another accident, Tanner Williams Road, just west of Eliza Jordan Road. Both those are going to be without injuries, and at First Avenue in Maine, another accident right in the middle of the roadway. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, it looks good all the way towards the Eastern Shore. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years, and they're now open on Fridays and Saturdays for your convenience. From sedation dentistry to same-day crowns, call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Lots to do today. Had stories you need to know about. Three big things up on the website at fmtalk1065.com. Funeral arrangements announced for Officer Sean Tudor. We'll talk about that in detail coming up. Also, President Trump's proposal to break the budget deadlock falls flat. Get an interaction with you on that in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, Quinn Hilliard joins us then. And a fundraiser for fallen Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. That is up on our Facebook page as well.
Yep, it's on our Facebook page. And we'll also share the funeral arrangements for the fallen officer, also on our Facebook page.
All right. Also, in the last part of last hour, I was running through that CNBC story where they were tallying up what it cost to go to the Super Bowl. The numbers are unreal. I don't know that, and I'd have to have it piled up, as a buddy of mine, you say, yeah, that money, you'd have to have that money piled up before it'd be $35,000 ticket would come into play.
Yeah, and nowadays, there's no better place to watch the Super Bowl or any other football game than at home in your own recliner in front of your big screen TV, which most people have nowadays, and it's way cheaper.
It is way cheaper, and I would argue maybe if you're up there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, the beers aren't that much cheaper because they do that fan-first pricing, which a lot of people are in awe of because of the Super Bowl, but you went first up there and told me about it. Then I went 2 years ago for the SEC Championship game, And I remember, I think I texted you during the game and said, the beers are really just like $4 or something like that. The hot dog's $2. This is unreal.
So even for the championship game that you went to, they didn't raise the prices at the stadium.
Nope.
So I guess we can expect the same prices.
They're saying the same thing would be true. So all the other costs are just getting in there. Once you buy your $35,000 ticket, you can get a $4 beer and a $2 hot dog.
Well, I guess that New England fan that bought 8 tickets on the 50-yard line for $180,000, he's probably going to need to buy some cheap concessions while he's there. But, you know, if you went to Super Bowl I back in 1967.
Super Bowl I.
I don't even know if they were using the Roman numerals back then.
They just called it Super Bowl.
Right. That was back the Packers beat the Chiefs in that first ever Super Bowl. You could get in the gates. The lowest price tickets were $6 face value. So,
okay, wait. That was
was in 1967, the first Super Bowl, and you could get in the gate for $6 face value.
Okay, so let's say inflation. I don't know if I'll be right. Let's say it's 10 times, which I don't know. So it'd be a $60 ticket.
Still a $60 ticket. And I guess commercials back then for the Super Bowl cost $42,000 for a 30-second spot, which is higher than I thought for Super Bowl I.
I wonder what it's going to cost this year.
Millions.
Yeah, they're going to roll out those numbers coming up very soon. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up in sports with Dalton in just a few minutes. And a heads up here, C-Spire Tech Movement is taking over our region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C-Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South numero uno in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so C-Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C-Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. Future's out there, and the C-Spire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join that movement at cspire.com/tech movement. All right, 7-11, and we're coming right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State Auditor Jim Ziegler will kick off his exploratory campaign for U.S. Senate in Baldwin County later today. He announced his intentions to challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Ziegler will speak at the Gift Horse restaurant this morning at 11:30 in Foley. The deadline to qualify for the 2020 Alabama U.S. Senate race is November of this year. The U.S. is now in the fifth week of the longest government shutdown on record, and it might not be long until the shutdown starts affecting public schools. School leaders around the country may be faced with the challenge of scraping together money to feed low-income students. Typically, thanks to school meal programs, the government pays school districts back for meals they cover up front. But with shutdown, schools might eventually have to dip into reserves. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The All-Stars hit the field for their first practice today. You can watch those at Ladd People's Stadium at 1:30 for the South, followed by the North at 3:30. A few years ago, the game decided to take seniors who graduated. This year's game has a record number of 10 playing.
We're not just bringing in juniors to say we're bringing in juniors.
Kickoff for the Senior Bowl, 1:30 Saturday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Join special guests and community partners to celebrate Black heritage in reading, poetry, storytelling, and song. Monday through Thursday, February 4th through the 7th at the Virginia Dillard Smith Tolmanville Branch Library, 601 Stanton Road. The African American Read-In is sponsored by the National Council of Teachers of English and endorsed by the International Reading Association. Mark your calendar February 4th through the 7th. Call 438-7075 to learn more.
A Golden State Warrior sets a new NBA record. The NFL set to consider making pass interference reviewable, and a new team on top of the college basketball AP Top 25 poll. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The players began showing up on Sunday, and yesterday, Executive Director Jim Nagy kicked off the event with a press conference alongside Missouri quarterback Drew Locke and Auburn's Deshaun Davis. If you want to make it out to Ladd Peebles this week to watch some of the team practices, they are all open and free to the public. And to get started this afternoon at 1:30 when the South squad takes the field for practice. Then at 3:30, the North team will be on the field. Tomorrow at 12:30, they switch it up a little bit. The North squad practices first, and at 3 o'clock, the South squad practices. And on Thursday, they wrap up the week. 12:30, the North squad will be on the field, and 3 o'clock, the South team gets their final practice in. The North squad will be coached by John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders staff, so if you go out to practice, expect to see him yelling at a few of the players on his team. And the South squad will be coached by Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. Senior Bowl set to kick off at 1:30 on Saturday at Ladd People's Stadium. It'll air on NFL Network. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the NFL will consider making pass interference a reviewable play this offseason in the wake of the shocking non-call late in the fourth quarter of Sunday's NFC Championship between Los Angeles and New Orleans. A league source said that it will be discussed at length, along with additional fouls that coaches feel should be subject to review. Judgment calls like pass interference penalties are currently non-reviewable, and at least 24 NFL owners would need to approve making such calls and non-calls reviewable plays.
When you're telling me last hour, I think this is interesting. Kind of look at the history of this. If there's a big hubbub, NFL put out something, they're going to look into it or do something, but quite often, nothing happens.
Yeah, it seems to be the standard company line whenever a big discussion like this takes place after a game. Normally, emotions are really heated immediately after the game,
right.
And the NFL knows that, so they kind of buy themselves some time. But the important thing is 24 NFL owners would have to approve this, and they usually don't split like 24 and 8.
Okay.
It's usually going to be all of the NFL team owners having to agree on one thing, which is pretty tough to do.
All right, so I'm not holding my breath then.
We'll see if they get it done this summer. The Associated Press released their newest set of top 25 rankings for college basketball on Monday, and there's a new team on top. Tennessee comes in at number one in the new poll, climbing two spots to earn their first top ranking since 2008. The Volunteers received 48 of 64 first-place votes after Duke, Michigan, and Virginia all suffered losses last week. Kentucky rose four spots to number eight after beating Auburn on Saturday. The loss dropped the Tigers two spots to number 16 in the poll. Ole Miss fell two spots to number 20. Mississippi State comes in at number 22, and the LSU Tigers entered the poll at number 25. There were plenty of NBA games to watch. If you were off work yesterday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Golden State's Klay Thompson set an NBA record by nailing his first 10 three-point attempts and finished with 44 points in the Warriors' 130-111 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers.
And Thompson again! He is 10 for 10 from three-point range and 7 for 7 in the playoffs.
That call comes courtesy of TNT. Golden State has now won 8 games in a row, and they're 2-0 since DeMarcus Cousins returned from a torn Achilles. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid had 32 points and 14 rebounds in the 76ers' 121-93 win over the Houston Rockets. Houston's James Harden scored 30 points for the 20th consecutive game in the loss. New Orleans beat Memphis 105-85 without their top player Anthony Davis. Chicago snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 104-88 win over Cleveland, and Boston topped Miami 107-99. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And coming up, I've got a job for you. Either if you're stopped somewhere, sitting down and have a pen and paper, that'll help. Or if you can just get imagination handy, I'm going to ask you to draw something and tell me how you draw it and see how you line up with the rest of the United States.
I'm interested.
All right, it's coming up right here on Mobile Mornings. Stay close.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
As the end of the year approaches, be reminded that business expense deductions for meals and entertainment have changed. Before 2018, you could deduct up to 50% of entertainment expenses directly related to the active conduct of trade or business. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 eliminated the deductions for these expenses. However, you may continue to deduct 50% of the cost of business meals if you are present and the food or beverages are not considered lavish or extravagant. Business meals may be provided to current or potential customers, clients, consultants, or similar business contacts. Food and beverages provided during an entertainment event are not considered entertainment if purchased separately.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Carrot Patch is celebrating 2019 with a dazzling new showroom on Hillcrest Road. Visit their new location to share in their excitement as they start the new year with the grandest of openings, featuring specials and goodies throughout January. The sparkle of diamonds, gold and silver in every case that's hard to resist, but the beautiful new showroom makes your shopping experience even more enjoyable. The Carrot Patch for that special life moment or just an I thought of you today gift. Visit the all-new Carrot Patch Jewelers now at 800 Hillcrest Road.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department state troopers have got a few accidents are working on the side of the road at West I-65 Service Road in Norwood Lane, Tanner Williams and Nevada Road. That's going to be just west of Eliza Jordan Road, also First Avenue and Main Street. This year, the Reese's Senior Bowl will be giving away $10,000 to one lucky fan on game day this Saturday. Two fans will be chosen from the stands during the game to participate in an on-field challenge, and one walks away with $10,000. Get your tickets at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5, the segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Also the sponsor of our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, how long does a shutdown last? If you have not voted yet, you can vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. But think about this. If you made the New Year's resolution to get organized, right? Organized in 2019 in the House, get things straightened up. First thing you got to do is get rid of the junk. Get the junk out of there so you can do a better job of organizing. And I've got just the crew to do it for you. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his people at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So you've got the, I don't know, the Christmas hangover garbage around the house, junk around the house, or just accumulated over years and years. Like, if you have a, instead of having a junk drawer in the kitchen, you have a junk room in the house, get rid of it. If you got an attic full of stuff that you don't need, that you could use that space to put the other stuff up and organize it, get rid of it. Even outside your house, you got a storage unit outside, storage building, he can get rid of the junk inside. Heck, he can get rid of the whole thing.
A junkyard.
Yes, if you got a junkyard, he can get rid of it as well. And speaking of storage units, too, if you went a year, if you went a year and did not ever go check your storage unit, and you don't have a real valid reason to think any of that stuff in there is important, just look at that check you're cutting every month and think about getting that off your cost list every month. They'll go to your storage unit, clean that out as well. You got junk, you want it gone, you need the folks from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Easy to set that appointment time, and it is a time. It's a day and a time instead of some spectrum. They'll give you a specific hour of the day, a specific day, and y'all will agree, and that's when they come out. Set that appointment, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Somebody was asking about this yesterday, and here's the answer. Governor Kay Ivey has now issued a memorandum for flags to be lowered to half staff, honoring Mobile Police Officer, fallen Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. Governor Ivey says Officer Tudor gave his life doing what he loved, protecting the people of Mobile. This senseless tragedy has sadly taken the life of yet another Mobile police officer far too soon and stands as a reminder of the sacrifices made by those who wear the badge. The memo from the governor said flags should be flown at half staff until sunset of Sunday, January 27th. All right, so that's this Sunday. Mm-hmm. So from now through Sunday, and I know that's going to be important to those that are responsible for flags at businesses, let alone other facilities out there.
It's been a tough month for the governor and the state of Alabama, because it was just 2 weeks ago, or it was a week ago, mm-hmm. that she was ordering flags to be flown at half staff for fallen Birmingham police officer Watasha Carter. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday she was touring Wetumpka. Thankfully, no lives were lost with that tornado over the weekend, but the governor, she's been making her way around the state and comforting the people in these different communities.
Yeah, it's and check those pictures out. I put a couple links up on the Twitter feed, and we'll talk to Dr. Bill about it some more. He thinks maybe they may upgrade from the EF2 to a higher intensity tornado. And that's one of those things with tornadoes. They actually, while they may give a ranking to it when it's happening, usually it's a forensic thing. They go out to where the tornado went through, look at the damage, look at the kind of damage, and then assess what speed the winds were.
Yeah, thankfully, nobody was hurt in that. But that old church...
I mean, unbelievable.
Crazy. How old? It was like 116?
Over 100 years old, that church leveled. But just then, houses leveled, cars flipped over. Of course, the trees pulled over, all that there in Wetumpka. And that could have, it could have been us. I mean, it's a tornado that went through Wetumpka, but we've had them come through here as well. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, speaking of fallen Officer Tudor, we've got a couple things, and this information's on our website if you go to the Three Big Things or our Facebook page, but some things to note. Number one, visitation. This has been set coming from Chrissy Tudor, the widow of Sean Tudor. They have set the visitation for Thursday. This is Dolphin Way Baptist Church right there at Dolphin Street, 965. Dolphin Way Baptist Church, Thursday. Public's invited to pay their respects from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday. And then another public service from 10 to 11 a.m. on Friday. Then graveside burial will be held at 11 a.m. at Mobile Memorial Garden Cemetery on Three Notch Kroner. I wonder what this will be on Friday. I'm looking at this ahead of time because I remember the procession for Officer Billa. Mm-hmm. And if you remember that, I remember reporting this, remember talking to people on both ends. I had phone calls coming into the show, and at one point I was talking to people that were still at, and that was Cottage Hill Baptist Church. They were at Cottage Hill, still there where the funeral had ended, and they were getting into the procession. And I was talking to people that were already at Mobile Memorial Gardens, and there were cars from one end to the other. It was that long of a procession. I imagine we'll see something at that level coming up on Friday for Fallen Officer Tudor.
Yeah, last year, seeing that procession, because we were here doing midday Mobile, mm-hmm. that was enough to bring a tear to my eyes for sure, and I imagine the same thing will be done on Friday.
So we'll keep you up to date with any more information on that, and you can get what we have so far through our website and our Facebook page.
Yeah, and if you'd like to help the family of Sean Tudor and his wife, Chrissy, there will be a fundraiser. It'll be held at the Azalea Manor this coming, actually Sunday, February 10th, so not this coming Sunday, but Sunday, February 10th at Azalea Manor from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. They say the event will include music, food, and an auction. Sharon Summerlin, she's organizing the event. She posted the event page on Monday evening, and since then, she posted it about 12 hours ago, or about 16 hours ago. She said since then, they've raised enough money to have enough food to feed 2,500 to 3,000 people, and they're recruiting people to help on the day of the event. If you do want to help, volunteers should arrive at Azalea Manor on that Sunday, February 10th at around 10 a.m. and stay as long as you can. But we've got that event page linked through on our website and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065.
All right, and now for something a little lighter this morning. It's always, the internet must be bored because the internet gets distracted by molehills all the time more than mountains.
It's like the cat with the laser pointer.
Yes, it, very much so. Even though I have a good story here, I'll get to it in a little bit. The Covington Catholic story that I was talking about yesterday, and a story from CNN Business says Twitter has suspended the account that first put up the shortened video. Take it out of context. I always talk about context. Twitter's put the suspension on them. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, the other thing that's distracting the internet is get a pen and paper out, Dalton.
Okay, I've got this one.
All right, and if y'all are somewhere where you can draw this, that's great. If not, just imagine, you know, think about, use your imagination, kids, on how you would do this. Write an X or draw an X. I would say write an X. Okay, so you just did it, right?
Yes. I think that's an X.
Okay, yes. So how did you do it? Did you go from, did you start at the bottom and draw a line upward, or did you draw a line from the top to the bottom?
I went top to bottom, left to right, and then bottom to top, left to right.
Okay. You line up with 68% of the people.
Thank you. I thought I was going to be weird.
Well, no, actually, I mean, you're halfway there because you said you did your first one from top left to bottom right.
And then I went left to right again from bottom to top.
Okay, you're actually not in the 68%.
Oh, okay.
Because here's the different ways we do it. They said the number one most popular way is to go left to right down like you did. You're in the 68%. You go top to bottom, then bottom to top.
Yes, that's right.
I'm in the next group. I go top left to bottom right, and then top right to bottom left.
Uh-huh. So you're weird.
Yes, I'm very weird. And the smallest number of people, the third most common, you start off at bottom right and go to top left, and then go to bottom left and go to top right.
That's interesting.
How'd y'all do it? I mean, you hit me up on the text line here, but 200,000 people voted in their poll. And the most popular way is starting at top left, drawing the first line down to the right, and then draw the second line from the top right to the bottom left. But then you have the Dalton way, and then you have the people that are just all confused on this.
What does that say about my personality? Do they say that?
Yeah, I thought when I saw this pop up, it was going to say, this means you're an extrovert. It said nothing of the sort. It was just trying to categorize how people write or draw. They said draw an X. Wouldn't you write an X?
Mm.
Well, then draw. There's the next thing to take the internet. Do you write or draw a letter?
And if they got government funding for that, maybe it's good that they're
the
part of shutdown. Yeah.
7:29. Check in with Dr. Bill coming up at News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a double homicide. Two people were found dead inside a home on Claude Harris Drive Sunday night. The victims' names or cause of death have not been released, and right now police say they don't have a suspect in custody. A criminal investigation is underway into an alleged rape involving students at the Alabama School of Math and Science. We're told it didn't happen on the campus of ASMS. School administrators met with both parties involved. One of them changed their interpretation of the event. That's when a criminal investigation was launched. The school also began an internal investigation. ASMS says they're treating the matter in the most serious way possible. Funeral arrangements are set for Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. Visitation will be held Thursday night at Dauphin Way Baptist Church from 5 until 8. On Friday, another visitation at Dauphin Way at 10 in the morning, followed by the funeral at 11 o'clock. Officer Tudor was shot and killed Sunday afternoon while following up on an investigation at the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile. The man accused of killing him, 19-year-old Marco Perez, was denied bond Monday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
Academy Award nominees are being live-streamed at Oscars.com. Kumail Nanjiani and Tracy Ellis Ross are announcing the contenders.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Many believe A Star Is Born will be a multi-category nominee. The partial government shutdown has stretched into its 32nd day, with another missed paycheck looming for hundreds of thousands of workers, Francis Nichols among them.
To President Trump and lawmakers, I'm asking that you do not hold the federal government paychecks hostage. This is not our fight. We did not ask for this. This is something that I did not ask for.
A commercial airliner flying from Siberia to Moscow made an unplanned landing in the city of Kanti-Mansiysk. Russian officials say a passenger demanded the plane change course. One report states the passenger was drunk and attempted to seize control of the aircraft. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenka with Your Money Now. The International Monetary Fund has cut its global growth forecast to 3.5% for 2019 from 3.7% in 2018 and also from the 3.7% it predicted for 2019 back in October. Unveiling its forecasts at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the fund left its prediction for U.S. growth this year unchanged at 2.5%. Facebook's WhatsApp messaging service is limiting users' ability to forward content, seeking to curtail ways the popular platform allows the spread of misinformation and sometimes has led to violence. The move is one of the bigger changes Facebook has made to one of its core services in response to political pressure. The company says WhatsApp's more than 1 billion global users can now only forward material to 5 individual users or groups at once, down from 20. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $53.09 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Cool this morning, but not as cold as yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday 29 degrees, and that's the coldest so far this winter. But we warmed up to 57 yesterday. We're going to do better than that today. But also, we've got clouds moving in, and this is due to a warm front that's now over Mississippi, and that's going to give us a few showers late this afternoon, and then a better chance for showers tonight. Today, I look for a high of about 62 degrees, and then tonight we'll cool only about 4 more degrees than that, 58 degrees for tonight, so very little change in temperature. Tomorrow, the warm front will be by us, and we're really going to warm up to near 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon, but at the same time, a cold front will be approaching, and that front should arrive late tomorrow or tomorrow evening, and we've got a good chance then for showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. After that, some colder air back into the area. In fact, by daybreak on Thursday, we're going to be in the mid-30s, about 35, 36 degrees. On Thursday, should be a beautiful day, sunny and about 52. Friday, another sunny day, around 55 degrees. And over the weekend, looking good right now, with plenty of sunshine and highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s, but mainly above the freezing point. So we've got a cool weekend ahead, but it doesn't look like we'll have these two-part weekends like we've experienced over the last two or three.
Yeah, speaking of that two-part weekend, for us, it wasn't a whole bunch of rain. We got lucky down here, but severe weather to our north, looking at some of the pictures from Governor Ivey's tour through Wetumpka yesterday. And wow, Dr. Bill, a lot of damage.
Yeah, that initially it looked like a Category 2, but it could be a 3 after they do the survey. And we're so fortunate that that was the only real damage that we had from tornado activity, and it wasn't more widespread. But that big storm system that gave us all the trouble over the weekend has now moved on up in eastern Canada. Now we've got another storm system moving through the Great Plains, and that's going to give us the showers for tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night.
All right, Dr. Bill. And if people have not picked up a copy of this year's Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, tell them about it and where they can get it.
Yeah, this is a really handy book, about 36 pages with information on hurricanes and weather records, tide tables. And you can find them here in Mobile at West Marine, also at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road and Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore at Billy Langford Allstate and Old Time Garden Supply, both of those locations are in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And remember, those almanacs are free.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Check it in right here on Mobile Mornings. On the way, we'll check in with Dalton for more on sports. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Quinn Hillier joins us, and we're turning up your voice, as always, at 343-0106. Now, Kane's got the ride in. Here's traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have had several minor fender benders. Dimitropolis at Cottage Hill and First Avenue and Main Street are the latest ones are still being worked. As traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, it's been a good ride so far. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic, Tillman's Corner, at Theodore, no delays. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day. They even offer underwater recovery. Call 888-ME-TOWED, and you can see them online at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll meet third-generation automotive business owner Ty Bullard. More after this message from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
My guess is you, like me, don't know the pressure of operating a company that has been around for three generations. A company where your family name is familiar across town and all over social media. Where you've inherited staff who have been there almost as long as you've been alive. This is Ty Bullard's world. He's the dealer principal of Joe Bullard Automotive Group. He's working to change things while keeping it as successful as it's always been. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, and it's actually School Choice Week. Governor Kay Ivey officially proclaimed this week Alabama School Choice Week as parents and teachers from every type of K-12 education option celebrate increased opportunity in education. The week, which is already underway, coincides with National School Choice Week, will feature 744 events and activities across Alabama, including open house events at schools, school fairs, homeschool information sessions, and other celebrations. According to the press release from the governor, one of the largest events in Alabama will be a series of breakfast roundtables held in Huntsville, Birmingham, and here in Mobile. We're going to talk more about that event coming up as Assistant Director of Department of Education is going to be here, and there's going to be a roundtable event going on Thursday. By the way, nationwide, 40,549 events are being organized for Alabama or for National School Choice Week, and we'll talk about the events. But yeah, Thursday here is the event, and we'll talk about that more on the midday show, give you some details for what's coming up on Thursday. On the way, we'll check in with Dr. Bill and Kane and sports with Dalton on the way next.
The story of two brothers who created the wonderful music for Disney, but their relationship was anything but harmonious. Two other young brothers have to use all their ingenuity to escape from the Nazis. An Egyptian band arrives for a concert in a small Egyptian town, only to find they're in a small Israeli town. Just three of the 10 memorable films that will be shown at the Mobile Jewish Film Festival January 10th through 27th. For complete information, go to MobileJewishFederation.org.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State Auditor Jim Ziegler will kick off his exploratory campaign for U.S. Senate in Baldwin County later today. He announced his intentions to challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Ziegler will speak at the Gift Horse Restaurant this morning at 11:30 in Foley. The deadline to qualify for the 2020 Alabama U.S. Senate race is November of this year. The U.S. is now in the fifth week of the longest government shutdown on record, and it might not be long until the shutdown starts affecting public schools. School leaders around the country may be faced with the challenge of scraping together money to feed low-income students. Typically, thanks to school meal programs, the government pays school districts back for meals they cover up front. But with shutdown, schools might eventually have to dip into reserves. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The All-Stars hit the field for their first practice today. You can watch those at Ladd People Stadium at 1:30 for the South, followed by the North at 3:30. A few years ago, the game decided to take seniors who graduated. This year's game has a record number of 10 playing.
We're not just bringing in juniors to say we're bringing in juniors.
Kickoff for the Senior Bowl, 1:30 Saturday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I feel the need for speed.
That's right. Blazing fast gigabit internet speeds from Harbor Communications. Are you a condominium owner here on the Gulf Coast that needs gigabit fast internet? Did you know fast internet is the number one requirement for today's rental guests? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, the only locally owned facility-based phone and internet company in the area. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly, local service. Harbor Communications serves hundreds of multifamily properties throughout the Gulf Coast region for phone,
internet, and high-definition TV. Harbor is excited now to be offering gigabit-class speeds to our multifamily properties, delivered by Harbor's own fiber network, boasting synchronous up-and-down speeds. With the ever-increasing demand of internet, let Harbor upgrade your building to deliver gigabit-class internet experience your family and guests will rave about. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee with all new bulk service agreements, or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
106.5.
106.5.
A new NBA record set last night by a Golden State Warrior. The NFL is set to consider making pass interference calls reviewable, and a new team on top. The AP Top 25 College Basketball Poll. Right now it's 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It is Senior Bowl week here in Mobile. The players began showing up on Sunday, and yesterday, Executive Director Jim Nagy kicked off the event with a press conference alongside Missouri quarterback Drew Locke and Auburn's Deshaun Davis. If you want to make it out to Ladd Peebles this week to watch some of the team practices, they are all open and free to the public. It gets started this afternoon at 1:30 when the South squad takes the field, followed by the North team at 3:30. Tomorrow at 12:30, the North team will practice first, followed by the South team at 3 o'clock. And on Thursday, the North team gets started at 12:30, with the South squad wrapping up the week of practice at 3 o'clock. The North team will be coached by John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders coaching staff, and the South team will be coached by Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. Senior Bowl set for kickoff at 1:30 on Saturday at Ladd Peebles. It'll air on NFL Network. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the NFL will consider making pass interference a reviewable play this offseason in the wake of the shocking non-call late in the fourth quarter of Sunday's NFC Championship between Los Angeles and New Orleans. A league source said it will be discussed at length, along with additional fouls that coaches feel should be subject to review. Judgment calls like pass interference are currently non-reviewable, and at least 24 NFL owners would need to approve making such calls and non-calls reviewable plays. The Associated Press released their newest set of top 25 rankings for college basketball yesterday, and there's a new team on top. Tennessee comes in at number one in the new poll, climbing two spots to earn their first top ranking since 2008. The Volunteers received 48 of 64 first-place votes after Duke, Michigan, and Virginia all suffered losses last week. Kentucky rose four spots to number eight after beating Auburn on Saturday. The loss dropped the Tigers two spots to number 16. Ole Miss fell two spots to number 20. Mississippi State comes in at number 22, and the LSU Tigers entered the poll at number 25. There were plenty of NBA games to watch if you were off work yesterday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Golden State's Klay Thompson set an NBA record by nailing his first 10 three-point attempts and finished with 44 points in the Warriors' 130-111 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers.
And Thompson again! He is 10 for 10 from three-point range and 7 for 7 in the quarter.
That call comes from TNT. Golden State's now won eight games in a row, and they're 2-0 since Mobilian DeMarcus Cousins returned from a torn Achilles. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid had 32 points and 14 rebounds in the 76ers' 121-93 win over the Houston Rockets. Houston's James Harden scored 30 points for the 20th consecutive game in the loss. And New Orleans beat Memphis 105-85 without their top player, Anthony Davis. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, you've got delays now at Cottage Hill and Demetropolis because of the accident without injuries. Also, officers working in Netherlands still got the wreckers on the scene at First Avenue and Main Street. At Bayway, the causeway looks good to the eastern shore. Heavier traffic at 181 and 31 as you're heading over towards Malbus and Spanish Ford. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue and 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne. Get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
752 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Programming note for today, 1 o'clock, with Auburn Hoops on tonight. The 1 o'clock hour is going to be Armed Alabama, that normally you're listening to at 7 o'clock in the evenings. They're going to be on at 1 o'clock today. So 1 hour of Midday Mobile, and then Armed Alabama at 1. So noon to 1, Midday Mobile, then starting at 1, Armed Alabama till 2. And we get in the Fine Bomb Show, and then we'll get to Auburn Hoops this evening.
Yeah, Auburn will play at 5:30 tonight. Pregame starts at 5 o'clock, and they're taking on South Carolina in South Carolina. So it should be a good game for Bruce Pearl and the squad.
All right. Of course, you keep pointing out, who's number one?
And it's an orange team, and they're from Northeast. Oh, it's the Tennessee Vols.
Okay. Just wanted to give you that victory lap there. I'll keep an eye on that. I also mentioned this earlier. Let me land the plane on this. As I discussed at length during Midday Mobile yesterday, the Covington Catholic story, and that it bore watching the it was an hour and something video, but it put it into context, the little snippet you saw with this kid from Covington Catholic, this Native American man with the drum, and how that all came up. It was not even actually it was a last-minute thing, the Native American man with the drum, that there was the Black Hebrew Israelites or whatever, this group in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very small fraction, splinter group out there. But they had been standing there and hurling insults at these kids.
From lice season.
Yeah, the lice season thing. That was the one that stood out to me, that you get rid of lice. It's lice season.
They were calling them crackers and pedophiles and other words.
Incest babies.
The FCC won't allow us to
say. That's right. So that happened, and that all preceded this stare-down thing. And so I saw this pretty good. So we'll see that Twitter will sometimes suspend conservative talk that they say doesn't fit their standards. Well, in this case, Twitter has suspended the account that helped spread that controversial encounter between the Native American elder and a group of high school students wearing Make America Great Again hats. This story from CNN Business said the account claimed to belong to a California school teacher. Its profile photo was not of a school teacher, but of a bigger blogger based in Brazil. According to CNN Business, Twitter suspended the account soon after they asked about it. The account with the username @2020fight was set up in December of 2016 and appeared to be the tweets of a woman called Talia living in California who was lined up as a teacher and advocate fighting for 2020, at least according to the Twitter bio. But Twitter doesn't believe that, and they've shut it down. And that was the original Twitter feed that took the edit there, the short edit of that video. They had a bunch of people retweeting it and reacting over the weekend. Now that account is gone.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, the damage was done.
Yeah.
And once a narrative begins, especially on a social media site like Twitter, I saw all day yesterday people still going on like that first edited footage was the only footage out there. And
right.
Like, these were the most racist kids in the entire world. And either these people that keep going on about it know that there's more footage out there and that they're not basing their opinion on the entire story, or they're still ignorant to the fact with all these new news stories coming out. But you know, they were saying that these kids were chanting "Build the Wall," which would make sense. They're wearing the MAGA hats, but in that footage, people that have seen the entire hours long footage of these kids standing there, because I believe a lot of the footage came from the Black Hebrew Israelites
yeah.
that were filming.
Yeah. That's correct.
Filming it, and people that have seen the footage say they weren't chanting "Build the Wall." Instead, they were chanting some of their school chants.
And listen, the kids and some of the kids, they acted like I would act in high school. Like one kid getting the school cheer goes, pulls his shirt off and does the school cheer. Just
yeah.
But that, I mean, the kid pulling his shirt off and doing the school cheer and chanting in front of his buddies, I don't know how that is threatening to any group there, other than, hey, look at those doofus high school kids.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a situation where it just bears out. This is a good example. When you hear a story, no matter, you know, where your politics are, go ahead and get a little extra info.
Yeah, please do. And if you don't think the media loves feeding off of controversy and using this to their advantage, I was on USA Today, like I go to pretty often, to see what, you know, the news stories that are of the day. And their main headline right now, the main picture in the center of the page, Covington Catholic closes Tuesday, first school day after D.C. incident. And I clicked on that about as fast as I could open the page, thinking, oh, man, they are really bowing to all this public pressure. They're going to shut the school down a couple days while they figure this out. It turns out they're having a snow day in northern Kentucky, and Covington Catholic isn't the only school that's closed because of this school day. But the headline that makes you click on it wants you to think, I mean, that they're shutting down because of the public pressure.
So it's clickbait. And,
exactly.
But I think the bigger danger on that is if you don't click it, because you click it, yeah, they get the click, but then you read a paragraph or two in, you realize Covington Catholic closed today because it's snowing in Kentucky.
Right.
Not because of anything else, but the people that breeze by it and just look at the headline or don't read in the story, then go, oh, wow, look at that, they're closed. Mm-hmm. That's not really the story.
And there's a lot of headline readers out there.
That is for sure. We'll read you some of them coming up next hour. Also, get your reaction at 343-0106. 343-0106 works for text, also the phone line. It puts you through the show. Maybe put that in your contacts. Maybe it's not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point going forward, you may want to chime in about something. So put that phone number in, 343-0106. If you're one of the NFL folks in town that I see tweeting about us, it's 251-343-0106. We're coming right back.